Blog Talk Radio.
And we're coming together to praise him and coming together to pray from all denominations. Some of everybody, the Church of God in Christ, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Presbyterian, the Apostolics, the International, the Full Gospel, and everybody, just everyone. And we thank you for being so humble that you would want to pray with your brother and pray with your sister. This is a blessing. Oh, we give God praise. Last night we were able to give God at least a billion praises on the blog line. Oh, my God, you got to come there. Simple approach that we use, but God is blessing in a wonderful way. We started out with just a few people, and now we have a listening audience of over 90 million. And same thing on this prayer line here. God is blessing. I say that humbly, not boastful. In fact, to be truthful, I don't really think I'm nothing except what God is making me. I sure do thank him. Maybe it is the Lord. I want to ask you all to pray for me. I've gotten at least two offers now. People called me from Florida the other day. I won't give any names, but they said our organization is looking for an overseer over the Kansas area. And we want to make you the overseer and the bishop of Kansas area. But, you know, I just decided to wait on the Lord. Unless the Lord speaks to me, I'm just waiting on him. And I want y'all to, I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know it pays to wait on the Lord. And how can my faith be built so high where I can believe God to move mountains, actually.
I don't know
mountains.
Why you want some.
And
hungry, you ain't eat no dinner.
Praise the Lord. We hear you on the line. To move mountains. And
whatever you want to do.
Also, we want your faith built high. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you. 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 We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I'm asking you to bind the devil. Bind the enemy. He comes to attack your people. Comes to attack your leader. Comes to attack the staff. Comes to attack everybody. Simply because we're getting you so many praises. And it's never been done as I know of. And anybody else don't know of on the line can let me know. But as I know of, never been done in the history of the world. It's not in the Bible. I checked it out. But God, thank you for allowing us to get you over a billion praises tonight. The enemy doesn't like it. There ain't nobody mad but the devil. And he comes to try to tear down, comes to try to distract, comes to try to disappoint and do everything he can to disrupt. But the enemy is a liar. In the name of Jesus, remember my 1,000-day fast, Lord, and bind the devil in Jesus' name. Give us the victory on every hand, in every situation, we pray. Now, thank you for every person on this line. I ask that you would bless them. I don't ask you for much. Normally I come to you just to thank you. But I'm asking you to bless these folks on this prayer line. God, give them the desires of their heart.
Thank you.
And God, as you're blessing people around the world and making millionaires around the world, I'm asking you to remember some of the people on this prayer line and bountifully bless them. Oh, God, thank you for my faith that looks up to thee. I believe in you for multitudes move, God. You're so sagacious, God. You know everything. Everything you know. You know our down fittings and our uprisings. You know when we sit down and when we rise up out of our seats.
Yes.
Yeah. To do anything, you know all about it. Yeah. You're so ultra awesome. Ultra phenomenal. Ultra fantastic. God, we honor you and we praise you.
Yes,
Lord. Excuse me for saying it like this, Lord, but ain't nobody like you.
Nobody.
We haven't searched the world over because we are not crazy. We know what we have already.
When
we have something tremendous and great, we ought not be searching anywhere. God, you're the only true and living God. We praise you. We give you glory and adoration from our heart's soul. You have been there every step of the way. Even when I couldn't get any rest last night, you were there every step of the way. Thank you. And God, you have so much wisdom. Thank you. Thank you for making a way out of no way.
Thank you.
And God, may I thank you for being there in the middle of everything. God, thank you. Bless these folks. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out and their coming in. Every aspect. Bless. Glory. Bless. My God. Now, Lord, fix this thing for me. You know what I'm saying. Fix it. Fix it in Jesus' name. Bless. Now, Lord, bind the devil again, I ask you. Bless. Bind the enemy.
Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
Have
your way. Lord, you have your way. Oh, have your way. Have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Have your way.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come in, Holy Spirit.
And I will today, Lord.
Hey, Lord God.
Amen. As I do mine. right, let's do it.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Just, I want you to know I've told me. Say praise the Lord that means listen to me. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Let me just say this to you. I've given you my testimony, I'm sure. But God has led me now to share it as I share on the blog line how the 1,000 thank yous got started. Amen. But he told me to share this more, and I am. My testimony. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why is it that the people of God will not open their mouths any longer and just go crazy for you, praising you? I mean, with tremendous praise. I don't understand. Why is it that the devil wants to stop God from opening their mouths and praising God? They always have to wait on folks to lead them and everything else. Why is it? God didn't answer me right then.
Well,
and maybe I just consider this my message this morning. But he answered me about 2 weeks later. And that's why a blessing delayed is not a blessing denied. Mm-hmm. And he answered me. He came in like a vision. And it was like an angel. You remember around Christmas time when you have the story of Scrooge and that angel comes and gets... It was kind of like almost... An angel came and got me, and he took me somewhere. He took me to a high, I don't know if it was a hill or a high mountain, and he left me at the top of the mountain, and I did not see over. I could hear, well, I was at the top of the mountain, but I could hear a voice over down on the other side in the valley. It was low valley. It went down and went down to a valley. I knew that. And I could hear a voice in the valley. And I didn't see down there, but I could hear a voice. And I recognized it. It was the voice of the devil. And I could hear the enemy talking to his demons. And he was saying, whatever you do, don't you let those saints open their mouths and praise God. Don't let them do it. One demon said to him, well, devil, what if they raise their hands and wave their hands everywhere? I don't like that, but I'll permit it. Another demon said, well, what if they do that holy dance? You know how they do the holy dance? The devil said, I don't like that, but I'll permit it. And another demon said, well, what if they run around the church? He said, I don't like that, but I'll permit it. I just don't want you to let those people, God, open their mouths and make that noise. Don't let them praise God like that. Don't let them do it. And I heard another demon. I could hear this so plainly. I heard another demon say to the devil, well, why, devil, why? And the demon, the devil said, because every time the saints of God open their mouths like that and give God praise, it makes me lose my power. I heard him say it. He said, it makes me lose my power. And ever since then, I've been trying to make the devil lose his power. See, he was up in heaven, and he was trying to stop it up in heaven, stop the praise and stop all the worship. He told him, I'm the one who deserves the praise. I'm beautiful. I'm seen by God. And he said, praise me. Convince one third, according to Revelation, the 12th chapter. Convince one third of the Lord to praise him. And God sent his angel, Michael, and the rest of them, defeated Satan and cast him out of heaven. The Bible says that he fell down here on earth. And let me say that the Bible says, woe be to the inhabitants of earth. Somebody's got two phones open. Amen. It's getting the feedback. Woe be to the inhabitants of the earth. And for the devil has come down with great wrath. And he's angry because his time ain't long. And let me tell you something. He was trying to stop the praise in heaven. What do you think he's trying to do down here? He's trying to stop the praise down here because he knows that you can praise your way to a miracle. He knows that you can praise your way if you got cancer, you can be healed. He knows that if you can praise your way, if you keep praising your way and you don't have the money to pay off your church, you can get a miracle from God. He knows that if you keep praising God and you don't have enough to make it through the month, God will hear that praise and grant a miracle to you. He knows that you can praise your way to a miracle. And his goal is to stop the praise down here because he doesn't want God's people to get miracles. He doesn't want them to be blessed financially. Miracles that happen in the financial realm. Why, Dr. Johnson? The reason why he doesn't want people to be blessed in the financial realm is because people around the world follow people who are blessed. Look in Hollywood. It's just a trend everywhere. They follow winners. They follow people who are blessed, winners, who look blessed, who act blessed, who are blessed. People follow winners. And the enemy doesn't want you to get money because it will make you a winner and look like a winner, drive like a winner, be like a winner, live like a winner. He doesn't want you to have it because you will lead people into following Jesus Christ. You'll support the church. You'll support the work of people who love God. God showed me in a vision also one day that our ministry is going to have a board for one purpose. Now, we have a board, but I'm talking about we're going to have another board for one purpose, and that is to give money out all over the world. God showed me this. He didn't show you. You don't have to knock it because he showed me. He showed me this. He said we're going to be giving money out all over the world, but we're going to be searching. This board will be for one reason. It would be to search out the people who are doing the greatest works for the Lord all over the world. Yeah, the people who are doing the greatest works. And the day when ministries have to go to the world and go to businessmen who are in the corporate world to get money to finance God's work, God said that day is over. It's over. And he's going to be having... this board's going to be searching for people who are doing the greatest work for the Lord. And each year, God's going to be giving out. Well, can I say that, Lord, or not? I'll just say that we're going to have this board searching for people who are doing the greatest works for the Lord. Amen. We're going to be finding them. We're going to find them everywhere doing great works for the Lord. It's going to come to pass. Write it down. I wouldn't say it openly if God hadn't showed me this. It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. Amen. Because the Lord showed me. And he told me to tell the people that the day that they have to search the people who really don't love him and go to people who don't love him, who just got money, trying to find gifts, to do his work, that day is over. God's raising this up in order that his works may be financed all over the world. Now write it down. See that it come to pass. God's going to be finding people who are doing the great works for him and We're going to be searching for them to finance the work of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you something. We're doing a great work for the Lord. Now, I want to read this over here in Revelation. Found it the other day. And what I've known about it. Yeah, but I want to just say to you, every person I know of, I may have given you this before, but this is good. You need to have it again. Every person I know of who is an author, and I'm an author myself, who's written books, anybody who's written books, but it becomes a good seller, or a bestseller, you might say. I'd never known a person who had a best-selling book not to write another book. Amen. Mother Johnson's working on another book. I'm going to tell you, it's just a trend. What do you think? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's a good thing. It's a good thing. And all good things come from God. I want to read this to you, Revelation, the 20th chapter, the 12th verse. Looking at the end, what's going to happen here. It says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books, B-O-O-K-S, were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which they were written in the books. Not in the book of life, if I'm reading this correctly, but in the books. There too, it says, and the books were open. Now, carefully follow me here. And the books were open. And then it says, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. Now, then it goes back to these books, B-O-O-K-S. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book, B-O-O-K-S. Not talking about the book of life now, but it's talking about the books, according to their works. Now, follow me on this. According to their works. Let me tell you something. God is the best seller, has a book that's the best seller of all times, of every book ever written in the history of the world. God has the best-selling book. The book he wrote, called the Bible. The best-selling book of all time. And you mean to tell me that you can't even see here in this text, Revelation 20 and 12, that God is the best seller of all times? You think he's not writing books? Now, that's not the book of life. It says, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And then it goes back, and the dead were judged out of those things, they were judged out of those things, which were written in the books. B-O-O-K-S, not talking about the book of life. And it says they were judged according to works. See, let me tell you something. Some of y'all and a lot of y'all will go to heaven. Yeah, you'll go to heaven. But you won't have any rewards up there because you have invested in everything down on this earth. And there are books that are being to arrange this. Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. But get the pens and piece of paper for the new prayer line. We're not going there today. I'm just giving it out. I'm giving the number out. Now, I know y'all got the Holy Ghost. What would the Holy Ghost, I got this message I'm preaching. What would the enemy do? What would you do if you were the enemy? What would you do if you were the devil? One thing I'd do, if I were thinking like that, and that's what I'm trying to do, get you to think like he's